Hello and welcome to Coffee and Code. I'm your host, Ashley Coffee. Coffee and Code is your weekly rundown for the latest top tech news from around the world delivered every Wednesday. On this show, you'll find a mix of the latest news in the tech world, including privacy, infosec, startups, and more, including interviews with experts, innovators, and practical everyday tech tips to level up your life. Subscribe to Coffee and Code to be notified when new episodes go live. You can also find me on Twitter at @AshleyCoffee_, that's AshleyCoffey _, and on Instagram at AshleyRCoffee89. Thanks for listening and welcome to Coffee and Code. Today's show is going to be a little bit different. I'm excited to have my very first guest on Coffee and Code, Mr. Sean Coffee, who also happens to be my husband. And today we're going to be talking about VPNs. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce Mr. Sean Coffee. Sean, would you like to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. So I am Ashley's husband, the other half of the Coffee. And I am an IT professional.
All right. Question number one, what exactly is a VPN?
So a VPN, or virtual private network, is a privacy tool that allows you to browse the web securely and more anonymously by encrypting your data and hiding your physical location and IP address.
Can you talk us through how exactly a VPN works?
Sure. A VPN works by creating an encrypted tunnel from your device to a remote server usually operated by a VPN service provider. All your traffic is encrypted and routed through this server to its final destination. And because it exits this server, your computer appears to have the IP address of the VPN server.
Thank you. So why exactly is it important to use a VPN?
So using a VPN is critical to protecting your privacy and security online. For instance, when you connect to a public network, say at a coffee shop, an attacker could use a packet sniffer program like Wireshark to examine the traffic and capture any and all the information moving across that network. Sometimes an attacker will go as far to even set up a fake public Wi-Fi network for unsuspecting users to connect to. But there are other reasons to use a VPN beyond just what cyber criminals are doing. Your ISP, your internet service provider, has an incredible amount of insight to your web browsing habits. It's not enough to use your browser's incognito mode. It's not going to protect you how you think it is. Your ISP can see all of your browsing habits. They can take that information and sell it to third parties. So using a VPN service is going to protect you from your ISP snooping on you and selling it to third parties and making you more vulnerable to ad tracking.
So what you're saying is I shouldn't go to the airport and log on to the free Wi-Fi and check my bank account, right?
You should absolutely never, ever do that without using a VPN service.
Awesome. So will using a VPN anonymize my web browsing?
That is an excellent question. So yes and no. So it will make you more anonymous to cyber criminals, but it will not make you more anonymous to your ISP. Your ISP will still know who you are. They just won't know exactly what you're doing. So there needs to be a distinction here between security, privacy, and anonymization. There are three distinct categories.
Thank you. What is a good VPN app that you would recommend for use on mobile devices or computers?
Well, you're going to find out there free VPN applications as well as paid apps. Your paid apps is going to be the way to go. Generally, with the free apps, they're going to be selling your information to third-party services. They're more prone to data leaks like IP address and DNS leaks. With paid VPN service providers, you're going to get what's called no log, where they do not track or keep your web browsing activity. They don't sell it to third parties. You're usually allowed multiple clients, multiple server points to connect to. And while I won't shill for any particular company, some of the best ones out there I would recommend would be NordVPN, Private Internet Access, and ExpressVPN are all going to be reputable and reliable companies.
Thank you. I can personally attest to NordVPN. I've used it before. It's very easy to use. The UI is great, very user-friendly, and reasonably priced. So thank you for those in-depth explanations of what a VPN is, Sean. Thank you for your time.
You are very welcome. Thanks for having me on.
It's time for your weekly tech tip. And this tech tip is actually going to be a follow-up from last week's tech tip in regards to setting up the alternate appearance on your iPhone. So I probably made it sound a little bit too easy last week, so I wanted to dive in and provide a little bit of a correction there because it's not as easy as it may seem. I recommend, if you want some in-depth instructions to this, to go to 925mac.com, do a Google search for that. And there's a specific article titled How to Improve Face ID with a Mask. And this will give you some good guidance tips on setting up your alternate appearance. But essentially what it does is it has you fold your mask in half. And for the first pass of the face, setting up the face ID, it has you hold your mask on one side of your face. You can hold it up with your hand, and you want to place your mask, of course, over the nose. But you want to show as much of the nose as you can while covering the tip of your nose, because we all know that masks aren't effective unless they're covering your nose. So make sure if you're wearing a mask, you're covering your nose. But setting up the face ID, you'll set it up with the mask folded in half. You'll set the first half of your face up, and then when you do the second pass, you'll hold your folded mask on the other side of your face. And once you have that set up, it should work. I've seen on my phone personally probably about like an 85% success rate, which isn't bad, but I can't guarantee it's going to work 100% of the time. But definitely go to 925, that's 9, the number 9, T-O, 5, the number 5.com, and look for that article titled How to Improve Face ID with a Mask. It's super informative. It helped me with the details. So I hope that was helpful and useful. And if anyone has any particular tech tips that they'd like to share, I'd love to hear from you. If you go to the show notes on this episode on whatever podcast streaming app you're using to listen, you can see my audio message link. So leave a little audio message there. I'd love to hear, and I'd love to include you on this podcast. And that's the scoop on Coffee and Code. If there's a specific topic that you want to hear more about, let me know by visiting anchor.fm/coffeeandcode/message. I'd love to hear from you. Before I leave you today, I would like to give a special thank you to Just Good Coffee Company, the official coffee partner of Coffee and Code. Just Good Coffee offers a carefully crafted selection of coffee from some of the most revered coffee-producing regions around the world. Their commitment to offering exceptionally good experiences extends beyond just the products themselves, but extends well into the community, which is awesome. Their mission is simple: to offer good coffee and coffee for good. From cup to community, that is the sole purpose of Just Good Coffee. Be sure to check out their newest Culture Collection. These blends are carefully crafted and roasted to perfection, each with origins from within the great continent of Africa. You can find them at justgoodcoffee.co. I am personally a huge fan of this coffee. It tastes so good. I drink it while I'm recording this, and nothing but good things to say about this coffee company. Shout out to my friend Ray. Thank you so much, and thank you all for listening. And be sure to subscribe to be notified when new episodes of Coffee and Code go live.